And welcome back to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there listening. Make sure you go to SeanGreenShow.com. That's SeanGreenShow.com. All the latest interviews, news is there. Make sure you go to Sean Green Show Media. That's the Facebook page. Make sure you follow me on Twitter. It's at Sean Green Show. And make sure you go to the YouTube page. There's a lot of cool video content up there. And later on in the show, managing editor at Fandango.com, Eric Davis, is going to join us later on in the show to talk about the latest movies that's out this week. On the Super Celebrity Hotline right now, I have an entrepreneur, a CEO, this guy has been all over the news. He's been pretty much everywhere. If you haven't heard of World Style Hip Hop, I don't know where you've been, but this website has been around for a while. And I'm going to talk to the founder and CEO of World Style Hip Hop, is Lee Q O'Donnell. He's on with us right now. Hey, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, man? What's going on, guys?
Nothing much, man. You know what? First of all, you know, hats off to you for, you know, having the entrepreneurial spirit of coming up with World Style Hip Hop. I know a lot of people may down the site because of the content that's on there, but I've seen interviews with you in it, and you said it yourself that, you know, it's what people post on there, you know, is what they post. But you do have, it's part of the culture, and that's what I think too. So hats off to you for that, man.
Yeah, thank you. It takes a lot of guts to do that because you're gonna get criticized and you're gonna point fingers at, and you gotta stay strong and go with your gut feeling, knowing that it's all about awareness. You know what I'm saying? And that's what's key to the world today. It's about being aware of what's going on in the Middle East, what's going on in these streets, what's going on anywhere. You know, you want to always want to know what's going on because, you know, it's just, you know, we can be out of tune quickly if you just shut everything down.
Yeah, yeah. So as far as, like, your background, I mean, did you come from a background where, you know, you always knew this is what you were going to do? Did you come from a background where you wasn't too sure of what you wanted to do?
Well, I came from, you know, from New York, Queens, New York, and when I came, I felt like I wanted to go into film or entertainment because everyone always told me I was funny, and everyone, you know, I had a lot of friends around me, you know, even when I had nothing, people always want to be around me, and so I felt like I should be doing entertainment or stand-up because everyone wanted to be around me so much at a young age. So I felt like that's what my calling was. And then I fell in love with the internet in like 96 with the web TV. And that's when I fell in love with it. And I just felt like this is the future. And I just kept studying and reading up on it, you know, learning it since 96.
Yeah. And then, you know, when World Star Hip Hop first became, you know, a household name, did you have people trying to actually take that away from you, or you had pretty much no problems with that?
No, that haven't happened to us. You know, nothing like that ever happened to us that I know of, that, you know, I would be the first to know. But, you know, we do get people come at us, VCs, and everyone wants to come in and try to change us and just take from us. But the thing is that, you know, I'm not willing to do that because I don't want to change. You know what I mean? I just want to grow. I don't want to change ever. And World Star is never going to change. It's going to just grow and get bigger. And that's all my vision was since the beginning, you know, because people try to change World Star for many years.
Yeah.
I mean, I got criticized from Bill O'Reilly, from all the critics, from everybody, you know, because what I believe in, what I'm doing. So, yeah. We're never going to change, you know. We're just going to keep growing.
Yeah, and when you talk about that change, are you talking about it in more of a, are they trying to say everything you're doing is negative, or are they trying to change it to a place where they feel other people can relate to?
Well, they want to change it to make it more, like, watered down and make World Star into something that is not, like, make it, you know, like a music station, and we try to change the formula of what we do. You know, we kind of keep it, you know, controversial. We also like to keep it straight. It's entertaining, you know, and that's what people need. People need to be entertained on the internet because I think that's going to take over cable TV. It's online entertainment. You know, it's not going to be cable TV no more. Everyone's on iPads, tablets, iPhones, Droids, and instead of watching True TV with hardcore porn or this like Parking Wars and, you know, for another 48 hours, there's so many things that we may feel uncomfortable because they show us like this. But the thing is that it's what it is. It's real TV. People are white and black and Latino, Mexican, whatever. They all have ratchetness. We all have ratchetness. We all come from that.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's not a black thing no more.
Yeah.
People like to say it's a black thing, and I don't think it's a black thing.
Yeah, I've seen all kind of you know, videos on World Stop Hip Hop, not just, you know, blacks and stuff like that. Now, do you feel people do negative things just to try to get on World Star Hip Hop, and how do you filter those through that actually make it? Because I'm quite sure you probably get like tons of videos every day, and you know, as far as the content, do you decide, okay, this is a little bit too raunchy for us to show, or is everything pretty much fair game?
I mean, we're one of the popular websites, so we do get a lot of submissions daily from the public. And a lot of videos could be very, very too extreme, and we kind of ignore it or just something that we won't get involved with. But we can't control the minds of everyone as far as them wanting to get a 15-minute fame to be on World Star or to be on TV, national TV. Or, you know, you can't control these people. Like, people are going to do what they want to do regardless. You can put many books or preach them all day long. They're going to still regardless do what they want. So with World Star, you know, we like to look at our videos, and we do take videos down if something, you know, or people are demanding to come down, we'll take it down, you know, because, you know, we don't want to ever go too extreme with some of our content, because there's other sites that show much more worse things than we do.
Yeah, trust me, I already know. And also, you know, I got a two-part question for you. You know, it's World Star Hip Hop. And you do have a lot of music on there, music videos and stuff like that. Do you have, I mean, what, you know, big names in hip hop have you become, you know, really tight with? And who are some, you know, people in the game that you feel like, you know, is hating on you, or, you know, that's not too fond of your website and what you may put out there?
We have a good relationship with many artists. You know, anyone in particular? I mean, we've done a lot of business with Khaled, Rick Ross. I mean, the name's forever long, you know, as far as consistency for many, many years, giving them their videos. But we worked with all the top names in hip-hop as far as closely working with them to put or promote their video in some way or some form. But, you know, yeah, we help a lot of these artists become who they are, you know, because we provide that platform. Because, you know, BET and MTV stopped promoting videos as much, so they had no way for outlets. And then World Star, since we got so much eyeballs coming in, it gave a lot of these artists a platform to be seen and heard, not in the digital space. You know, like artists now made a big leap from analog to digital, you know what I'm saying, when they went on World Star. And they know it. The world know it. You know, we're a digital MTV BT of the new age, and that's what it is.
Right. Now, what are some of the new ventures that's going to happen with your company? Are you going to do anything groundbreaking this year in 2015? And if so, what are you going to do?
We got a lot of things going on. You know, we have a deal with Paramount, with Russell Simmons. We also got involved with Russell separately on a personal a business adventure with you know, doing entertainment outside the movie. You know, we have a show in the making with Cartoon Network. We have our own online series, The Questions, that's doing very well right now. We want to continue building that. I mean, we have so much going on. It looks like 2015 is going to be a breakout year.
Yeah.
We have entertainment, and
Yeah, definitely. And I also heard of the World Star Foundation. Is that connected with you in any way, the World Star Foundation?
Yeah, the World Star Foundation, something that we wanted to give back to the community. We do our annual back to school giveaway to the kids in Jamaica, Queens, New York, and that's a successful one. We did our second annual this past late August, and then we do our annual Christmas in Skid Row, where we give care packages to the homeless, and we have celebrity guests come by, and we just give back. So the WorldStar Foundation has been a great thing for me to create that, because I love giving back, you know, and that's one of the things I love, is giving back, because I don't forget where I come from ever.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that you don't hear about when people mention WorldStar Hip Hop, even when the news brings up WorldStar Hip Hop, or you may hear people out in the street talking about WorldStar Hip Hop, and all they do is, you know, show smut and snuff films and all this other crap and shit. But, you know, it's like they don't talk about, you know, what you do to give back. And, you know, a lot of people, you know, they come from the hood, they come from the slums or whatever, and they don't give back, and here you are giving back, and it's not even reported that you giving back, and here you are, you got one of the biggest websites, you know, I'll say in North America, that people go to, especially if you're a person of color, if you're a person, you know, that's in the hood, or that's just, you know, embrace the hip hop culture. So thank you for that, man.
Thank you, man. Thank you for people like yourself who's out there spreading it out, good vibes to the people, listeners. But you do have power as well, and we're thankful for people like yourself, because the radio will live forever and ever, ever, and ever, ever.
Well, there you have it, man. Man, thanks so much for joining us, man. It's Lee Q O'Denai. He's the founder and CEO of WorldStar Hip Hop, WorldStarHipHop.com, the WorldStar Foundation. Make sure you check out the website, and I'm quite sure everybody listens to my show. It's been the WorldStar Hip Hop, and I know they ain't hating on WorldStar Hip Hop. So, again, thanks for joining us, man, and keep doing good, positive things. Keep growing. Big things in 2015, man.
Thank you, brother, man. God bless, man. Thank you, all you listeners, man. Peace out, man. One love.
All right, we'll be back right after this.